A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Thursday, April 22nd. This is Utah's Noon News, and in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Nick Wyatt.
And we do have downtown Surface Street crashes. I'm Ricky Meese.
Thank you, Ricky. Currently 55 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top stories this half hour.
Utah's vaccine rollout.
State officials say now is the time to get your COVID-19 shot. Demand for the vaccine is softening across the country, but state leaders say there are still large groups of people who haven't received one. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with the details. Paul?
Well, Nick, overall, more than half of adults in Utah have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says only 37% of Asian adults, just over 28% of Hispanic adults, and less than 20% of Black adults have received at least one dose. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says anyone who is still hesitant to get the vaccine should talk with their doctor about it. And if people who have been waiting for more spots to open up, Dunn says it is time to look into making those appointments. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says its historic sites around North America will reopen soon after more than a year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has details.
Some will reopen to the public on May 1st, and many will follow on May 28th. These include sites like Joseph Smith's Birthplace, the Sacred Grove, Kirtland, Nauvoo, Liberty Jail, Winter Quarters, Martin's Cove, and spots throughout Utah. The church says they are basing the reopenings on local conditions, government guidelines, and missionary staffing availability. You'll want to check each location before any visit this summer. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Cottonwood Heights police say they've captured a man wanted for 9 armed robberies in the Salt Lake Valley. Robert McDonald, who is on federal probation, was arrested just after midnight. It's believed that McDonald robbed 3 places in Cottonwood Heights and 6 other locations in Midvale, Holiday, Sandy, Mill Creek, and Mill Creek, I should say, in the last 2 weeks. Our top national stories from ABC News. The bill to give D.C. statehood is passed in the U.S. House. It's actually the second time the chamber has approved such a measure, but it now faces a steep uphill battle in the Senate. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more from Washington.
In a party-line vote, the House approved a bill that would make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton on the House floor.
D.C. residents have been petitioning for voting representation in Congress and local autonomy for 220 years.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where it would need 60 votes to pass. That's a high hurdle, with Republicans saying the bill is a power grab by Democrats to get more seats in the Senate. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
The funeral service for Dante Wright is underway in Minneapolis. The 20-year-old unarmed Black man was shot and killed by a police officer. Officer Kim Potter has resigned and is now charged with second-degree manslaughter. Wright's family has arrived at the church in Minneapolis. Reverend Al Sharpton, will deliver the eulogy. The vice president says she wants to discuss why people are fleeing other nations as the U.S. sees an influx of illegal immigration on the southern border.
If it were easy, it would have been solved a long time ago. We also know that the work that we can do there together and the potential for the work that we can do together will not be accomplished overnight.
Border Patrol agents say facilities are being overwhelmed at the U.S.-Mexico border. Other national stories we are following this hour. A man who's been found guilty for setting off a homemade pipe bomb on a New York subway is being sentenced.
The December 2017 detonation of the bomb Akayed Ula strapped to his chest and set off in a tunnel between Times Square and Port Authority was one of the few completed terror attacks in New York City since 9/11. That no one other than Ula was seriously hurt, federal prosecutors said happened despite the defendant's best efforts. The judge imposed a life sentence, calling the attack truly heinous. In court, Ula apologized, insisting he does not support harming innocent people.
ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting there. Prosecutors in Colorado are adding 43 additional charges against the man accused in a Boulder grocery store shooting last month. The 21-year-old now faces counts of murder, attempted murder, and assault. ABC's Alex Stone has new details on that case.
Prosecutors in Boulder say the 9 civilians who were shot were all dead before police officer Eric Talley charged into the King Soopers grocery store. Less than 30 seconds after Talley went in and was killed, a second wave of officers went in and shot the gunman. Boulder County DA Michael Doherty.
The defendant was shot as a result of that gunfire. It's believed that that police officer fired his handgun approximately 7 times.
A motive for the shooting remains unclear. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And the Idaho Senate is approving a bill for dealing with wolves. The bill will allow the state to hire private contractors to kill up to 90% of the wolves roaming through the state. It includes changes intended to cut the wolf population from about 1,500 to 150. Backers say there are too many wolves and they are attacking cattle, sheep, and other wildlife. Opponents say the legislation threatens a management plan that could lead the feds to take back control of managing the state's wolves. Coming up on KSL, Mars had breathable oxygen for just a short period yesterday, and a Utah company helped make it possible. And, of course, a look at your noontime drive.
We have an auto pedestrian crash with injuries 6 South and 5th East in downtown. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 12:05.
More news coming to KSL.
KSL's top story this hour.
And more inside sources.
We're going to divide the rage from the reason 5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 to 3 afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
Looking for a friendly location with room to breathe? Beatty, Nevada is safe, clean, healthy, and waiting for you. When the outdoors brings peace of mind, then Beatty is your destination. Beatty is the gateway to Death Valley National Park, 4 miles from Rhyolite Ghost Town and Titus Canyon. Experience natural beauty and adventure in outdoor activities with hundreds of miles of off-roading, mountain biking, and hiking trails. Explore ghost towns, old mining sites, amazing canyons, gorgeous geologic features, and breathtaking desert views. While in Beatty, visit the historic Beatty Museum and dine in the award-winning eateries, Mel's Diner, and the Happy Burrow. And the day's not complete without a trip to the world-famous Nut and Candy Company. Beatty has plenty of accommodations, RV parks, fuel and electric charging stations. Make Beatty your base camp for 360 degrees of affordable adventure. Peace of mind is a reality in Beatty, Nevada. Visit BeattyNevada.org.
If you have Medicaid and you're 65 or older, or you have a disability, you could receive lots of extra money-saving benefits every year from Molina Healthcare. Just sign up for our special Molina Medicare Complete Care Plan. Every year, you could get $3,000 in dental coverage, an eye exam plus $300 for eyewear. You can get a hearing exam and 2 hearing aids, and more than $1,000 for over-the-counter items. Molina Medicare Complete Care lets you keep all your Medicaid benefits, and it has a vast network of doctors. Best of all, it offers you valuable extra benefits you deserve. If you have Medicaid, call Molina Healthcare today at 866-533-1043. That's 866-533-1043. Molina Medicare Complete Care, HMO-SMP, is a health plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with a state Medicaid program. Enrollment in Molina Medicare Complete Care depends on contract renewal. Product offered by Molina Healthcare of Utah, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Molina Healthcare, Inc.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, it's time to get your COVID shot if you've been putting it off. That's what health officials are telling us. The governor today announcing that over half of all Utahns have received at least one dose of the vaccine. KSL News Time is now 12:08, and there's concern the rate of vaccination in the U.S. is slowing down. ABC News medical contributor Dr. John Brownstein says even so, it may be time to rethink the policy of wearing masks outside.
I think it's time to start changing our perspective around outdoor masking. I mean, we know that 96% of cases happen inside. So there's just not a lot of strong evidence for masking outside, especially when cases are coming down. Yes, of course, if we're in a surge, masking outside makes sense. Or if you're in a mass gathering, a concert, where you can't really maintain social distancing.
Dr. Brownstein says overall, the effort to vaccinate, I should say, is going well. In KSL Sports, fans will have special seating at Dodger Stadium if they've been vaccinated. The Dodgers will have a vaccinated section where social distancing won't be required. Masks must still be worn, and fans will have to provide documentation showing that they've been fully vaccinated. Children must show proof of negative COVID-19 tests within the last 72 hours. The Mars Perseverance rover just made oxygen on Mars. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains the connection to Utah.
Percy just keeps accomplishing firsts on the Red Planet. The latest involves tech that was made right here in Utah from a Salt Lake City-based company. It's called MOXIE, and it converts the plentiful carbon dioxide on Mars into oxygen. Why? Well, imagine if you could make it on the Red Planet instead of resupplying oxygen from Earth. You could have breathable air inside a base for astronauts, and maybe even as a source of rocket fuel. MOXIE made only about 5.4 grams of oxygen yesterday, enough for an astronaut to breathe for about 10 minutes. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
It's a story I told you about yesterday afternoon on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, but if a worker absenteeism were recorded in the Guinness Book of World Records, this guy in Italy would be a record holder.
The Italian media have dubbed him the king of absentees, a man who has broken a national record for allegedly skipping work and getting paid for 15 years. The hospital employee in the southern region of Calabria had been receiving his monthly income to a total of about $500,000, despite not showing up for work and then retiring. He now faces charges of abuse of office, forgery, and aggravated extortion. Six others are being investigated on suspicion of helping him. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Okay, it's on News Time, 12:10 now. Let's check in with Ricky Meese on our noontime drive.
Good afternoon, Nick. Well, we do have a few problems out there. One is an auto pedestrian crash with injuries in downtown Salt Lake City, 600 South, 500 East. And Salt Lake City PD also in the cleanup stages of another crash with injuries involving three vehicles right in the intersection of 1100 South 400 East. We've got a stalled vehicle reported northbound I-15 at University Avenue on the off-ramp in Provo. It's been blocking a center lane of traffic. But for those who are on the main flow of any of the Valley freeways, no accidents, no delays. Ute Light's new Soil Builder Max is nutrient-rich compost guaranteed to improve, replenish, build, and it will bust clay and the competition. Use it in your yard. Available at your local garden center. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Grant Wayman of the KSL Weather Center.
Nice sunny day out there in the 60s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is very sunny outside, 56 degrees, and straight ahead on KSL News Radio, President Joe Biden has set a new goal to cut U.S. emissions. We'll hear what he said earlier today at the White House at a climate summit. On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
How would you like up to a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income and an upfront bonus just for opening an account? You heard me right. There are bonuses just for opening an account and a guaranteed 10% growth per year, which you can use for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow up to 10% per year for your retirement income. This will guarantee to double your money in 10 years, which you can use for lifetime retirement income. Did I mention the bonus on top of that just for opening an account? Call Trajan Wealth to learn how. These are the highest guarantees that I know of, and you can't afford to miss it. 10% growth isn't going to last long. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Have you considered federal employment? Now is the time to make the move. TSA is now hiring full and part-time transportation security officers at Salt Lake City International Airport. No previous security experience is required. This is a great opportunity. You'll get good federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and more. Be part of a mission that matters. Apply online at tsa.gov/TSO. That's tsa.gov/TSO. Equal opportunity employer. U.S. citizenship required.
Is your home friendly? Meaning, is it protected by friendly home services? We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Or get $600 off a new sewer line installation. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY. Or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan, and things are looking up.
The sun is out, and you should be too. Book your stay, pack your bags, and come and play. Listen to this. Saturday is the last day you can pet dozens of baby farm animals at the American West Heritage Center. Coming up in May, we've got live performances of Matilda the Musical. Check out Vintage Market Days and Indoor-Outdoor Market with 130 vendors. And a three-day rock and gem show. If you miss the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber in Salt Lake, buy tickets for performances in Logan. Wait! There's the three-day Cache Valley Mountain Man Rendezvous, followed by Summerfest Arts Fair. That's only the beginning. And aren't you glad? We've got fun stuff going on all spring and summer. Or you can just chill. Go hiking or birdwatching, jump on our self-guided foodie trek, and dine in a delightful restaurant. Get away to Logan, where we still wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
demand for the COVID-19 vaccine is starting to soften, but state officials say a lot of people in Utah still haven't received their first dose. The state's taking steps to get the vaccine to people who couldn't get it otherwise. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
And second, the U.S. House passing a bill to grant statehood to Washington, D.C. The bill faces an uphill battle in the Senate. All of Utah's congressional delegation are opposed to that plan. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We've had two crashes downtown, one involving three vehicles in the intersection 1100 South 4th East. That's in the final clearing stages. And then an auto pedestrian accident with possible injuries, 500 East, 600 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great day, sunny in the low 60s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Currently 56 degrees with plenty of sun out there. KSL's top national stories from ABC Now.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On Earth Day, President Biden kicked off a virtual two-day climate summit at the White House.
Bringing together leaders from 40 nations, President Biden today said tackling climate change needs to be a global effort.
No nation can solve this crisis on our own, as I know you all fully understand. All of us, and particularly those of us who represent the world's largest economies, we have to step up.
The two-day virtual summit marks the first major effort by the Biden administration to put the U.S. back at the center of the international conversation on reducing carbon dioxide emissions, a major shift from the approach of the Trump administration. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The House today approving a measure to make D.C. a state. Now it heads to the Senate.
In a party-line vote, the House approved a bill that would make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton on the House floor.
D.C. residents have been petitioning for voting representation in Congress and local autonomy for 220 years.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where it would need 60 votes to pass. That's a high hurdle, with Republicans saying the bill is a power grab by Democrats to get more seats in the Senate. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
In Ohio, growing outrage following the fatal police shooting of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant. Officials say Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon shot the teen while she attempted to stab another person. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
As an independent investigation gets underway, critics question whether deadly force was even necessary or if Officer Reardon could have used a taser to subdue her instead. The Micaiah Bryant case comes amid a new push for police reform in Washington, where Democrats hope to use momentum from Derek Chauvin's conviction to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act.
Members of the Floyd family attending a funeral service this hour in Minneapolis for Dante Wright, shot by a police officer during a traffic stop. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. It's Earth Day, and President Biden is hosting a climate summit, announcing a goal to cut U.S. emissions in half by 2030. Here's the president earlier this morning.
The United States sets out on the road to cut greenhouse gases in half by the end of this decade. That's where we're headed as a nation. And that's what we can do if we take action to build an economy that's not only more prosperous, but healthier, fairer, and cleaner for the entire planet. You know, these steps will set America on a path of net zero emissions economy by no later than 2050. But the truth is, America represents less than 15% of the world's emissions. No nation can solve this crisis on our own, as I know you all fully understand. All of us, and particularly those of us who represent the world's largest economies, we have to step up. You know, those that do take action and make bold investments in their people and clean energy future will win the good jobs of tomorrow and make their economies more resilient and more competitive. So let's run that race. Win more. Win more sustainable future than we have now. Overcome the existential crisis of our times. We know just how critically important that is, because scientists tell us that this is the decisive decade. This is the decade we must make decisions that will avoid the worst consequences of the climate crisis.
Leaders from 40 countries are taking part, including Russia's Vladimir Putin. KSL News Time, 1220. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth. Time for traffic. Let's check back in with Ricky Meese.
Well, I just watched them move the stalled vehicle out of the way. It had been blocking a center lane of traffic on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at University Avenue in Provo. So traffic's starting to move again without any kind of major issues. Downtown, we've had some issues, though. And one is the cleanup of a three-car crash, 1100 South, 400 East in the intersection. We have our second auto pedestrian crash with injuries in the Salt Lake City area. This one is called out at State Street and Garfield. That's approximately 1800 South. And crews are still wrapping up an earlier auto pedestrian crash with injuries, 500 East at 600 South. Plan your next adventure in Cedar City. Enjoy national parks with Bryce and Zion nearby. Great restaurants, awesome spring skiing, hiking, biking, and more. Book your getaway today at visitcedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grand Wayman has our seven-day forecast.
Sunshine, low 60s for today and partly cloudy up to 65 tomorrow. Then it's warmer for the weekend, near 70 both Saturday and Sunday with mostly cloudy skies. Could see some showers late in the day Sunday. And then it looks like rain and cooler weather again on Monday. The high temperature 58. Partly cloudy, a slim chance of showers Tuesday, up to 57, and then partly cloudy up to 64 again on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's bright, sunny, 57 degrees. Money News is coming up next.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Are you a veteran that has experienced military sexual trauma during your time in the service? If so, please know VA has resources to help. Hi, I'm Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System. In this episode of Upholding Valor, we acknowledge Sexual Assault Awareness Month and your ability to go from victim to survivor. Regardless of where you are in your recovery, know you are not alone, that healing is possible, and that MST is never your fault. To learn more about the programs and resources available to veterans struggling with MST, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500. We believe in you.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for upholding valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
Shopko Optical is growing in Salt Lake City and proud to serve Centerville with our newest location on Parrish Lane in front of Walmart. Schedule your eye exam by visiting shopko.com.
KSL News Time is 12:24. A new study shows that 2020 was the hottest year on record in Europe. ABC's Inez de la Quintera has more.
The European Union's Earth Observation Service finding 2020 was Europe's hottest year on record. Scientists explaining greenhouse gases are at their highest level in 18 years, with Europe's average annual temperature last year at least 0.4 degrees Celsius above the next five warmest years, which were all in the last decade. This comes as President Biden begins hosting 40 world leaders for a virtual climate summit on Thursday. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Paris.
We are watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Japan is announcing cuts to emissions. It comes ahead of the White House summit today. Japan will seek to cut greenhouse emissions by 46% by 2030. A kid's cell phone startup in Utah is getting a big boost in new funding. The Lehigh-based company Gab just snagged $14 million in new funding. In a fall in the number of Americans applying for unemployment, 547,000 people applied for aid last week. That's a decline of 39,000 from the week before. Your money at this moment, it looks like the markets are hovering in red territory. The Dow is down 352 points, sitting at 33,784. The S&P 500 has lost 40 points. The NASDAQ is down about 137. And wildlife versus car is never fun, but for one family in Florida, it's downright confusing when an unusual object flew through their windshield.
Something flew through our windshield and hit her in the head.
With her 71-year-old mother's head bleeding, the woman who calls 911 trying to stay calm when she's asked by the dispatcher.
Do we know what it was that hit her? I don't know. It looks like a big piece of concrete.
Another driver pulls up, tries to help, so the woman asks him.
Do you see anything in my front seat?
Turtle, isn't it?
An actual turtle? Oh, it was a turtle. Is what hit her?
Yeah, the turtle, likely crossing the road when it was knocked into the air by another car, had only a few scratches. The woman's mom, losing some blood, not seriously hurt.
I swear to God, this lady has the worst luck of anything.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Did you hear that? A turtle.
Hey, we've expanded some KSL shows, so they're easier to catch. Here's a quick rundown. As always, Tim and Amanda start your day with all news from 5 to 9.
Dave and Dujanovic have expanded to 9 to noon, and Boyd Matheson's Inside Sources has expanded from 1 all the way to 3.
And on the drive home, you get breaking updates and Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. Your reliable all-day companions for news. KSL News Radio.
KSL News Radio.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. In one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. And right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
The movie show is at Minky Couture in Layton this Friday from 9 to noon. Mother's Day is just around the corner. Save on the best gift ever with code DOUG50 at MinkyCouture.com. Okay, it's all news time now, 12:29. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
No delays, but a new accident in Utah County, northbound I-15. It's north of Center Street, Provo, but already out of traffic on the shoulder. And for those traveling the Valley Freeways, you have a really good drive in progress. No delays. We do have an auto pedestrian crash. This is State Street at approximately 1800 South. Warmer weather is coming, and Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. Get started today at skinnyutah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. And here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
A lot of sunshine into the 60s we go. We're a touch warmer, middle 60s, partly cloudy tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Looks like it's 57 degrees, bright and sunny skies. You're definitely going to need these sunglasses today. Good afternoon. It's 12:30 now in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Nick Wyatt with KSL's top stories this half hour. Salt Lake County officials are hoping to lead by example when it comes to conserving water. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
County operations are planning to cut their water use by at least 5% this year. It's part of a new Salt Lake County H2O initiative, which, according to Mayor Jenny Wilson, includes getting you at home to take part.
And saving water doesn't need to be hard. It can actually be quite easy. You don't have to overhaul your lifestyle. You just have to make some tweaks to how you do things.
That could mean watering your lawn one day less a week or maybe taking quicker showers. She says if just a quarter of all county residents were to cut their water use by 5%, the collective savings could be as much as 2 million gallons every single day. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The wife of a former North Ogden mayor who was killed while serving in the military in North Ogden and her seven children plan to dedicate their mini farm this Earth Day. Jenny Taylor says it was a dream of her husband, Major Brent Taylor, who was killed in Afghanistan in 2018.
We'll have some food, some fun, little tours of the mini farm, planting into those garden boxes.
The Stratton and Brought landscaping firm completed the project without charging the family. Several other businesses also chipped in. Our top national stories from ABC News. No new doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine for the EU, the European Commission saying it would not take up an option to buy 100 million additional doses.
The option to buy an extra 100 million additional doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine is part of the EU's current contract with the company. But an EU spokesman said the EU would not be taking it up. This comes as the EU is reportedly considering legal action against AstraZeneca for failing to follow through on its delivery promises. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Higher prices at the grocery store, all thanks to the pandemic. ABC's Gio Benitez says some big names in consumer goods are announcing a price hike.
Procter's competitor, Kimberly-Clark, a company whose products include Huggies diapers and Scott toilet tissue, also announcing they will raise prices starting in June.
It's a chain reaction. Once they lift their prices, that pretty much gives everyone license to do the same thing.
The consumer price index also jumped by about 2.6 from last year. Senate Republicans have their answer to President Biden's infrastructure plan. Several senators rolled out their own proposal today. The package is far narrower than anything from the president or Democrats in Congress. It's about $568 billion. The president has invited bipartisan work to reach a potential deal on infrastructure. The president's plan would cost about $2.5 trillion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is endorsing the role that California Representative Karen Bass is playing in negotiating a compromise on police reform.
I trust Karen Bass's knowledge of the subject, but also her knowledge of the ramifications it would have on the people that we're trying to protect, which is everybody in our country, including our law enforcement officers.
That bill is the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. It would ban chokeholds and make it easier to pursue misconduct claims against officers. The people at a Houston nightclub earlier this month have no idea how close they were to being victims of a mass shooting. Newly released police body cam video of the arrest of a man outside the bar offers some clues. ABC's Jim Ryan breaks down what we know.
David Mena Jr. had been thrown out of Hart's nightclub for fighting. He told a friend he was going back with a gun. The friend tipped off police who saw the 28-year-old walking toward the building with an assault rifle.
Drop it on the ground! Get on the ground!
The next day, a hearing examiner reminded Mena that he had been arrested for taking a handgun into the same business weeks earlier.
You were already ordered by a judge not to go within 200 feet of that club.
Mena argued for a $7,500 bond. The examiner was incredulous.
I'm going to set your bond, sir, at $100,000.
Mena remains in jail. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
We're getting new details today on a fatal shooting yesterday in Murray. Probable cause statements from police say Patrick Brown opened fire on the victim after the two had been in an argument that turned into both getting into vehicles and crashing into each other. Darnell Brown died after being shot. Patrick Brown was booked in jail on suspicion of murder, aggravated assault, and felony discharge of a firearm. NASA is pushing back a planned SpaceX launch for four astronauts. ABC's Tony Marino reports from Orlando.
Four astronauts, two Americans, one from Japan and one from Europe, are now set to lift off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center at 5:49 a.m. Friday. They'll travel to the ISS on the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule Endeavour. Space Center Director Bob Cabana said weather conditions were unsatisfactory.
We're worried about those downrange winds and wave heights in case of an abort.
Forecasters predict 90% favorable conditions along Florida's east coast for Friday morning. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando, Florida.
Coming up on KSL, D.C. statehood faces an uphill battle on Capitol Hill. Boyd Matheson will join us to explain why and a look at your noontime drive.
A delay-free drive on I-15 both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties, but a small accident northbound I-15 north of Center Street in Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Disagree better with Boyd Matheson.
I think above all, I think we have to remember, regardless of what the social distance is, we still need to make sure we've got space for some social grace.
It's an expanded Inside Sources. From one all the way to three. Tell Alexa or any smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
Every year, we seem to have a few people try to get our free furnace promotion after the sale has ended. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I know you want to save as much as you can, but that's not how sales work. When they're over, they're over. Lucky for you, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending the sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, but once we think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads. So don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. Let me recap how the sale works. When you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. So if your furnace and air conditioner are ready to be replaced, don't be one of those people that wish they had called and taken advantage of our free furnace sale. The estimate's free, and we'll make sure you have all of the information you need to decide if our free furnace sale is right for you. If you think you might be interested, please don't wait any longer. Call Any Hour Services today at 801-443-7600. You can Google Any Hour Services, or you can schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
It's me again, and you guessed right. I'm at J&J Garden Center in Layton because it's tomato frenzy time. J&J has grown thousands of tomato plants, and right now, all large-sized plants are just $2.49 each. That's half price. J&J tomato plants are the best because they're grown from seed right here at J&J. Their employees are the best, too, because they can answer all your planting questions. And while you're here, pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $4.98 a cubic foot bag. So come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton. You won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Again, in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Nick Wyatt. KSL News Time is 12:38. D.C. statehood passed the U.S. House today. Boyd Matheson from Inside Sources joins me live now. Boyd, you lived in Washington for a time. What's ahead for this bill in the Senate?
I think it's got a long, hard road in the Senate, or a really short life in the Senate, because the Democrats in the Senate, of course, can only get to 50. That's how many there are, and of course, 51 if the vice president casts a deciding vote. But in order to actually move this forward, they're going to need to get to 60. In order to move it forward and avoid a filibuster. And so I really don't see any path for it in the Senate at this point, unless Senator Chuck Schumer were to use the nuclear option and get rid of the filibuster. And I actually don't think he has the votes to do that either.
But let's be honest here. The real reason why no one wants to do this is they don't want to add another star to the flag, right?
That's right. It's all about flag production is the real bottom line there. That and there's this little thing called the Constitution that describes what the district is supposed to be. Now, it can be done, but it would need to be done not by legislation. It would need to be done by constitutional amendment. And I think that's what many of the Republicans are crying foul on, is that they're not going through the right process. If you want to make it a state, let's have that debate and do that. But you got to do that through a constitutional amendment, which would be long, very hard. And of course, you got to get 3/5 of the states to buy into that as well.
Sure. We're hearing the term power grab thrown around quite a bit, aren't we?
That's right. And a lot of folks are lumping it together with the court packing with the Supreme Court that the Democrats have also passed out of the House. And so it does have that look and feel to it. The Republicans, of course, are jumping on that, saying, wait a minute, both of these are power grab moves. Interesting, some from Utah's delegation said, hey, if it's a representation thing, just fold them into Maryland and solve it that way. And I think that sort of ended that discussion a little quickly.
Okay. I would assume we're going to be talking more about this on your show this afternoon. Catch Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson coming up at 1 o'clock until 3. But the time now is 12:40, which means it's time to check back in with Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Back to a crash-free commute on the Valley Freeways. Had a small accident in Utah County, northbound I-15 north of Center Street in Provo. It was quickly moved out of traffic to the shoulder, and now that's already been cleared, so all of your Valley Freeways are in really good shape. We still have the clearing of an auto pedestrian crash, possible injuries. This is State Street at about 1800 South. Grow a weed-free, grub-free lawn with IFA's Weed and Feed, plus Bonide Insect and Grub Control. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Of course, here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Nice sunny day out there in the 60s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is 58 degrees, almost 60, very sunny outside. Coming up on Utah's new news, it's being called the YOLO economy. We'll take a deep dive into the latest work trend during the pandemic on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. I am yet to meet a man that enjoys taking the pill for ED. Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has something different. We're the only ones using the two most advanced and powerful forms of acoustic wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology possesses unprecedented qualities that can rehabilitate tissue and is the new standard of care. If you're struggling with ED and want to get your love life back with proven technology, call us right now. Those that do will receive the initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our doctor at no charge. We're also including an enhanced special gift that I don't think I've ever seen fail. It produces immediate results. This is worth hundreds of dollars, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Put a stop to your ED. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. 801-901-8000.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and I want to talk to those of you who really believe that all carpet cleaning companies are the same. That's just not the case. Most companies, they clean with the soap. Some use harsh chemicals. Others will simply soak your carpets and hope to rinse out the dirt. That is not Zero Res. Their process uses less water, so you're not left with sopping wet carpets. It works on carpet and tile and grout, and the cleaning leaves no residue behind. Thus, whatever they are cleaning, it stays cleaner longer. The carpet cleaning from Zero Res is amazing. They have cleaned our carpets for years, and recently when Brigham came to our home and cleaned, we were just so thrilled with the results we had from Zero Res. You will be too, and in April, you'll get your rooms cleaned, Zero Res cleaned, for just $33 each, carpet or tile. So give them a call, 288-ZERO.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
KSL News Time, 12:43. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake County officials are hoping to lead by example when it comes to conserving water. County operations are now planning to cut their water use by at least 5% this year. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, supply of the COVID-19 vaccine is starting to outpace demand here in Utah. Governor Spencer Cox says if you've been putting it off, it's time to get one. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be downtown, where crews are still on the scene of this earlier crash with injuries, 600 South, 500 East. That may involve a pedestrian or someone on a bike, so you want to use caution. Police may be there for a while cleaning up the crash. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Into the 60s we go with sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Currently 58 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
In the Senate, the anti-Asian hate bill passed with bipartisan support this past hour. That measure follows the mass shooting in Atlanta that killed eight people and cases of hate crimes reported nationwide. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We send a clear message, a unified message, that hate has no place in America.
The bill now heads to the House, where it's also expected to pass. Health officials say the U.S. is seeing a decline in the number of vaccinations for the first time since February. ABC News medical contributor Dr. John Brownstein says vaccinations must continue, but it may be time to ease up on masks outdoors.
I think it's time to start changing our perspective around outdoor masking. I mean, we know that 96% of cases happen inside. So there's just not a lot of strong evidence for masking outside, especially when cases are coming down. Yes, of course, if we're in a surge, masking outside makes sense. Or if you're in a mass gathering, a concert, where you can't really maintain social distancing.
The U.S. still averaging 3 million shots a day. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. You know, you only get one shot at life, and for many with financial stability during the pandemic, the YOLO mentality has completely changed their lives. Rebecca Jarvis reports on people who are quitting their jobs in search of a post-pandemic adventure.
By many measures of success, Brett Williams was thriving, achieving what he thought was his dream, becoming a partner at a major law firm.
I was very comfortable salary-wise. We were doing well.
But when the pandemic hit, he had a realization.
I was at home working from my kitchen counter 10 hours a day and really miserable. And so that's kind of when the dream started to fall apart.
This led to a total recalibration of his time. So after saving money during the pandemic, Brett quit his high-powered job. It's something the New York Times has dubbed the YOLO, you only live once, economy. Millennials emboldened by the realities of the pandemic, choosing to take a risk or pursue a passion project rather than keep traditional 9-to-5s.
These are people who are hungry for something new. This last year has shown us that the world is very unpredictable, that jobs are hard, they're hard to do from home, and that maybe things might be easier if you were running your own company or doing something that you really love doing.
Brett decided to join a smaller law firm as employee number 3.
Really thought I was taking a leap of faith, but boy, it was amazing.
But before you take the risk, employment experts suggest a few things to consider. Have an emergency fund.
Everything's going to cost more than you expect, and it's going to take longer to launch or to get traction than you were probably expecting.
Be prepared to build a new network.
You have to reposition yourself in the market as somebody who is doing something else. You got to put yourself out right now to start building that network.
And finally, be ready to explain your intentions.
You got to start thinking about how the world sees you. You got to start doing that now.
And a reminder here, you don't have to blow the whole thing up in order to make a big change in your life. In fact, you could continue with a side hustle or start one. There's online education through things like edX.org, where you can practice new courses and learn new skills. And finally, if you want to change your life, consider changing the lives of someone else, another community, others, through volunteering and through sites like volunteermatch.org, WIT, you can get lined up with volunteer opportunities in your area that meet your interests.
The New York Times first reported on this trend earlier this week, also reporting that extended vacation time might quell your wanderlust without having to quit your job. YOLO! You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth, KSL News Time now, 12:49. Time for traffic. Here's Ricky Meese. Ricky, are you YOLOing out there?
Oh, I could definitely do some YOLO. That extended vacation time without giving up my gig, that sounds just like me. You?
Oh, that sounds amazing to me.
Sounds perfect, doesn't it? Hey, we've got a nice drive in progress on the Valley freeways. No accidents, no delays. You're rolling along. In fact, I-15 looking good both directions between Ogden and Provo. But downtown drivers, be aware. Avoid the intersection of 600 South and 500 East. We are getting reports that this was a crash that involved a scooter, and crews are going to be on the scene investigating this accident and scene for quite some time. So it's a spot where we are seeing some backups in almost all directions. Again, that's 6 South, 5th East in downtown Salt Lake City. Laser light shows are back. Feel the music and take a cosmic ride at Clark Planetarium. Tickets available at clarkplanetarium.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
You know, a friend of mine bought me a hat that said yellow on it for Christmas once. Yeah? It was the dumbest, most awesome gift I've probably ever received. Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast now.
Sunshine, low 60s for today and partly cloudy up to 65 tomorrow. Then it's warmer for the weekend, near 70 both Saturday and Sunday with mostly cloudy skies. Could see some showers late in the day Sunday. And then it looks like rain and cooler weather again on Monday. The high temperature 58, partly cloudy, a slim chance of showers Tuesday up to 57, and then partly cloudy up to 64 again on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, it's 58 degrees and sunny.
Refinancing your home mortgage can be a real pain if you're not working with a lender that knows the business and can close your loan in 12 to 22 days. Now the question is, who does that almost every single time? Loans by Rick. Rick and his team will keep you out of the mortgage jungle and get you a low rate too. Here's how you start the process. All you need to do is click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Rates are still near historic lows, which means big savings, but maybe you need some cash back to pay bills, taxes, or credit card debt. Or maybe it's time to get cash back to remodel your kitchen and bathroom. With rates so low, you can get cash back and lower your monthly payment, too. Rick will give you the personalized service that fits your situation, and he'll set your loan up so you don't have to bring any money to closing. When you work with Rick, you can stay focused on your life while Rick stays focused on your loan. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Vintage Lending, NMLS 287-106, or Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241-179, are equal housing lenders. Interest rates mentioned are not APR rates. Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Dan James, owner of Black Diamond Experts. Spring is almost here, and here comes the honey-do list. No sweat, though. We can help. And you can avoid any DIY disasters. During March, we're offering an early bird special of $100 off for all spring projects, like new recessed lighting, a new toilet, or a new air conditioner. Black Diamond Experts does it right, fast, and for a fair price. And, speaking of disasters, is it just me, or do the biggest household disasters happen at the most inconvenient times, like in the middle of the night or on the weekends? You just want to know you're calling someone you can trust to do the job right, fast, and for a fair price. Black Diamond Experts checks all these boxes with a fleet of professional electricians, plumbers, and Hegan air conditioning technicians with offices in Orem, Salt Lake City, and Ogden, and a 24-hour local call center. They'll be there to quickly save the day. Remember, $100 off spring projects. Some exclusions apply. Call for details. 801-207-7976. That's 801-207-7976.
Troy, we're getting kind of tight on trades.
Totally.
Talk to me, Goose. What do we do to take our trade game to a 10?
I was actually thinking 15.
I've heard of turning it to 11 before, but 15 seems kind of...
extreme?
Extremely.
Well, buckle up, Buttercup. Every trade gets an extreme 15% over NADA value up to an additional $15,000.
That's like a big deal then.
And on top, you can unlock hidden pricing on select RVs at Bishes.com, plus no payments until July on approved credit. Go to Bishes.com for details.
This sale is a treasure trove of trade-taking tomfoolery, Troy.
Truly.
Rhyming is fun.
Get extreme value for your trade during the Extreme Spring Trade-In event at Bishes RV. Right now, we're giving every trade-in an extra 15% over NADA value for up to $15,000. Plus, you'll make no payments until July on approved credit. Go to Bishes.com to find hidden discounts on select RVs before they're gone. Only at the new Bishes RV in North Salt Lake. Previously, Access RV, where memories begin.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The funeral for 20-year-old Dante Wright is underway in Minnesota. He was shot and killed during a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center. Reverend Al Sharpton is speaking now. Here's some of what he had to say.
You have been caught with mistaken identity. You keep thinking that we are somebody we're not. They tell our young folks to don't go to the streets and march. when marching and protesting is a way of correcting the injustice Isaiah talked about. You can't go to church on Sunday and read this book that we call the Bible and not fight against oppression. God is not on the side of the oppressor. God is on the side of the oppressed. For every Pharaoh, there was a Moses. For every Nebuchadnezzar, there was a Daniel. For every Belshazzar, there were three Hebrew boys. For every Herod, there was a Jesus. We come in the tradition of what God's plans was, and when you oppress us, we must stand up.
Former Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter is facing a second-degree manslaughter charge in Wright's death. We'll continue to monitor that funeral service here on KSL News Radio. We are watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Coffee sales are up thanks mostly to at-home demand. I certainly helped out with that. Nestle sales grew about 7.7%. They say coffee was the largest contributor. Nespresso sales surged about 17%. Polaroid is out with a new device. The company's Polaroid Go is a tiny version of its instant camera. The camera maker says it's the world's smallest analog camera, and it'll set you back about $100, which rolls a film, for $20. There's a recall out for a popular vitamin. The VitaFusion gummy vitamins were made between October 29th and November 3rd. The company says some of the gummies could contain metallic mesh. That's definitely not what you want in your vitamins. Your money at this moment. Looks like the Dow is off 265 points. The S&P 500 is down 30, and the NASDAQ has lost about 111. Carrying more weight around your middle may be an indicator of heart disease.
The size of your belly and extra weight around the abdomen, even if it's not enough to technically make you obese, led to increased risk of heart disease and risk of death from heart attack. This is independent of what overall body weight was. The American Heart Association reviewed more than 300 studies. They found losing weight by diet and exercise did not reduce the risk, but weight loss surgery did. The studies in the medical journal Circulation.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson reporting there. KSL News Time, 12:56.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.